You're listening to SBS News.
In a surprising development, scientists wanting to better understand what's happening beneath the Earth's surface are beginning to move above it, a long way above it. Professor Albert van Dijk from the School of Environment and Society at the Australian National University explains.
You can actually combine observations from a number of different satellites that are orbiting the Earth and find out quite accurately how much water there is below the surface and also how deep it is. That really determines how long it is until we will see drought impacts.
Professor van Dijk is among a team of ANU researchers who've been using data from the GRACE follow-on satellites in outer space. They're relating that information to potential drought impacts several months into the future. The team says the data are accurate enough to monitor water levels within a 5 square kilometre area. Professor van Dijk says using these satellites will help scientists to predict drought and fire conditions with far greater confidence.
By using these different satellites, we can actually predict with much more confidence how likely it is that that we will see real drought impacts on, for instance, agriculture, you know, on pasture, on crops, but also on forests, so the risk of fires, for instance, becoming uncontrollable.
Many farmers already use soil sensors to measure how well their crops are doing, but this doesn't offer much information about the rest of the landscape. Professor Stephen Sherwood from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales says the ANU research could change that.
Up until now, we really just have information on what's going on above the ground. What's useful about this is it shows us that we can see what's going on below the ground. We could learn a lot about how different types of plants respond, different sorts of ecosystems respond to different levels of soil moisture. I think that would be pretty useful for confirming or refining our understanding of how ecosystems depend on soil moisture.
Professor van Dijk says the ANU researchers are already talking with the Bureau of Meteorology to find ways to integrate their observations with the Bureau's. He says satellites will play a big role in drought prevention in the years to come.
This study really shows that how important Earth observation data have become, satellite data have become, to manage our environment and keep us safe and secure. And really, we'll see a lot of more of that in the future.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.